IVM.
Stories. We've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You wanna hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking bold and worth all laughs.
Hi, Rabba.
Lovely way to start an episode. Welcome to Vartalab, you guys. It is a nice day. It's in the Mumbai has started seeing rain.
Yeah.
And the after effects of rain, which is...
flying plastic bags everywhere. It's like randomly, like if it was, you know, that American Beauty movie.
Yeah.
Where, like he looks at a plastic bag and like wonders what's happening. In Bombay, you don't have that reason because no plastic bag has a purpose. It's all just air carrying dust. Anyways,
yeah.
I'm a little angsty today. I should put that up right up front that I've had a terrible day. Overall,
like, last 24 hours,
like half of it was amazing, half of it was shit.
Yeah,
and here we are, and I'm still not over it. I've still been like just fighting with people.
Yeah,
but I won't fight with you guys. I like you guys.
Okay,
but what I wanted to say, like we always start with a story when we start off with, and my family and I don't have a lot of customs. Like you know, we don't like to do a lot of things together. But one thing we always did was watch Ram Gopal Varma films together.
Like,
that was, yeah, that was like once. My sister was a big fan. Like she loved Ek Haseena Thi.
Ram Gopal Varma.
Yeah, nice. For some reason.
That's the first time I've heard that in my life.
Yeah, him and her and Amitabh Bachchan. But Kaun and all of those movies. And then like we wanted to watch a horror movie. And my sister was like, okay, let's watch this movie called Phook.
Phook was a horror movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a young boy in that movie who was like, who was the picturesque, like, you know, like the Damien of like that movie.
Okay.
But like much cuter than Damien from Antichrist.
Right.
So, and then like years later, I was watching some interview and that boy was now a girl.
Right.
Phook mein I was girl.
No, uske pehle wale mein.
Uske pehle wale mein I was a boy.
Haan,
Phook was my first.
Yeah.
Achha, theek,
sorry. See, I know your film is better than you. And then I saw Saash Channa as a girl. And I'm like, okay, she didn't have sex change at that age, but she definitely had...
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk. Okay. So let's talk about that. What
happened? What happened?
No, I did not get a sex change.
Exactly. Of course you
did. That is for sure. But this is what people
like,
believed. Yeah.
They thought,
forget. They believed it. And they like, are she got a sex change. Like a six-year-old got a sex change operation for some reason.
Yeah. What would motivate a six-year-old?
Matlab, I don't know. My mother was like, she was...
She's like, actor log mein bahut competition
hai. Haan, bahut matlab, bahut hai. Hero नहीं बन पाएगी हीरोइन नहीं बन पाएगी हीरो बना क्या नहीं हीरो नहीं बन पाएगा हीरोइन बनाते हैं एनीवे तो नहीं था बिकॉज सेक्स चेंज ऑपरेशन नहीं था
बट लाइक फर्स्ट यू वर कास्ट एज अ बॉय लाइक व्हाट वाज द स्टोरी बिहाइंड दैट
सो द फर्स्ट एड दैट आई डिड नो सो आई वाज अ वेरी एक्टिव चाइल्ड बचपन से द डे आई वाज बोर्न आई यूज्ड टू डांस एंड एक्ट एंड स्टफ लाइक
दैट
सो आई वाज 2 इयर्स ओल्ड एंड देयर वाज दिस शोले का सीन जहां गब्बर सिंह करते ना कितने आदमी थे सो आई यूज्ड आई लाइक अ 3 इयर ओल्ड used to like do the same scene so my mom was very impressed and there was this family friend who was also into casting
right
so she said that why don't you get her into like ads and stuff why don't you get her auditioned because you know is umar mein bahut sari ads kar lete hain bachche
right
so the first ad that I got was for an insurance company and I had to get my hair like completely I had to go bald
yeah.
and muddan ka scene tha
basically
to fir mummy was like ha theek hai 3 saal ki hai chalo karwa lete hain
must have been the good money also
I don't know I'll ask her.
She didn't get any of it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never asked her.
Technically,
it
went into you. Like feeding and clothing and house.
And the sex change.
And the sex change.
It cost money,
right? Yeah, I mean, it does. Lakhs of rupees, right? But yeah, नहीं थे उस समय lakhs of rupees तो फिर इसलिए भी नहीं करवाया हमने sex change. सोचा बस.
But you were always like born in Bombay and raised in Bombay?
Yeah.
Where in Bombay?
Oshiwara.
Oh, mast.
हाँ.
Oh, so yeah, you were legit like right in the middle of it also. Like, हाँ. मतलब casting also बाजू में होती
है. मतलब सारी उधर ही. नहीं, तब तो famous studio
में होती थी. Oh, right, then it's been famous.
Now it started in Maso and all. तब famous studio में होती थी. But anyway, फिर वो हुआ, then I had short hair because वो हो गया था. Then I auditioned for Vastu Shastra and they really liked my audition and but they also like, they need a boy for that part. So then they discussed and they were like, if she, are you okay if she plays a boy? And then mommy was like, ठीक है मतलब again she's too small to make any.
And whose film was that?
That was Vastu Ramuji's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the movie I was talking about. Not food?
Haan, that was the movie you're talking about.
So you don't know her life better than
half.
Half.
I am on her team, so I'm going to cross my legs. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Now I'm on her
Did
team.
You just Z-snap me right now? You should see my videos then. You'll see.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, later.
I love none of our guests research us before coming.
Yeah.
So
Aray,
don't know
sorry.
No, it's good. It's the element of surprise.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's no nice one. So then you kept acting.
Haan, toh fir matlab industry ne baal hi nahi ugne diye. 6 saal tak mere. Because itni sa, and because again ads bahut bachcho mein, like it's very like for kids, like child actors, it's very like common for ads and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I did a lot of ads, and then uske, after Vastu Shastra Kabhi Alvidana happened, and then My Friend Ganesha happened, and then when I turned 7,
and you were
7,
a boy up till My Friend Ganesha.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did 10 movies, but half of them didn't release.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just named these three, the ones who released. Uh-huh.
Oh, My Friend Ganesha, Tu Rehna Saath Hamesha.
Huh.
I'm a Catholic. I don't know why. All this I know the entire bhajan and everything.
Oh my God.
Do
you watch Ghatotkach? There was an animated movie called Ghatotkach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In which, like, that guy who always plays, who always voices Amitabh Bachchan in songs. Who's that guy, the Bengali guy? He had a song which was called Aona. Ajana. It was very random. It was a romantic song in a mythical movie.
Okay.
I don't know. It's random trivia I keep going on. Let's come back to your life.
Yeah, so then after, like 7 saal ki, then my mom was like, now enough. Now she's a girl, she has to play a girl, and she's also growing up. So then that was, Funk was the first movie I did as a girl.
Okay.
And then it started.
Like, now it's chilling. Like.
Yeah.
Now are you studying?
Yeah.
What are
I'm
you
doing
studying?
BA.
Okay, are wow. BA is so simple. Haan. In what?
In, matlab, I'm in second year, so abhi aisa kuch aisa wo nahi
third year mein hota hai kya? Acha, haan.
Nahin, specialization.
Haan, mere ko laga aisa psychology types.
No.
I was also like, I've been on a bunch of shoots doing different sketches with different production groups, and there are several child roles always up for grabs, you know. And weirdly enough, there's a whole nexus, right? Like this whole mothers who always get their kids to like audition, and this like edginess to it. Like this, it's a like a Little Miss Sunshine pageant from America, but like for us, it's casting.
Yeah, yeah.
For that, so I was like eavesdropping at one of these shoots where they're like, "Ye wala jo Colgate ka hai, aapke bachche ko mil gaya." It's like, "Ki haan, matlab ek try mein mil gaya tha. Aapke bachche ne kitne try diye?" It's like, "Ki haan, team try kiye, lekin hum shayad se Pepsi Man ke paas jayenge." I'm like, "What the fuck is happening, dude? What is this?"
Arey, yeah, this is something I've never experienced.
It's evolved into something else. Now I'm telling you, like they're like very like there's an entire agent guy who hires the mothers to like keep the kids ready at all times, you know.
Right.
The mothers accompany them on shoot.
Yeah, that is there. But I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it become very like edgy for some reason. And I thought it's very humorous.
I to find the whole audition thing very scary. I always run my mouth, I always talk too much, I get very stressed out, and everyone seems unimpressed. And at the end of the take, they always say it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it just unnerves me entirely. I talk about this in every season, and this season also it's come
up.
Yeah,
I mean, that's with me too. I mean, like, I audition in the casting guys, like, it was great. Abhi aap budget bata do, aapka aap free ho na us din half ready. Phir callback nahi aata.
Haan, exactly.
Matlab, it's a confidence boost hota hai, but then. So,
my
are you ready to fucking dream and have your aspirations been blown? Yes.
Yeah.
On that particular day.
Yeah.
We'll do that for you. This happened with me, like, Netflix killer, I gave a audition and they were blown. Okay, they took two auditions because they're like, ye wala to acha tha, iska wala aur bhi acha tha. I'm like, let's, oh wow, paisa locked, everything locked. And then they cast some other guy.
Yeah.
And that guy is posting Instagram stories and I unfollowed him. I'm like, fuck you. if you get my role, you don't get my follow.
Aww.
Yes. I told him I'm in an angsty mode, so I'll just be doing this a lot. But
such a diva.
Wow, yeah, he a little bit, yeah, he's getting there.
I am a diva. So I'm a part of the queer community, and last night I was at Kashish Film Festival.
Yes.
You know, so
this is why you're annoyed.
This is why I'm annoyed.
This is why
he's
annoyed.
The bone of all my that and the biryani. I'll tell you that also. So you know what Kashish Film Festival is?
I mean, you were just telling me.
But you have to act like you don't know.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's a film festival.
Okay.
It's South Asia's largest queer film festival that is very badly organized every year. That's what it is. 2 years ago, when I was first playing, you know, doing a small sketch on stage. It was me and my comedian friend Nick Pillow, who's a white guy, and the whole sketch was between like two gay dudes who meet at a cafe and are talking about their white boyfriend and brown boyfriend and what's it like. It was like 50 years of Section 377 Indian England.
Yeah,
and we were doing the sketch. People are having a great time. In the middle of it, Arjun Kapoor, who's the chief guest of the event, enters the venue. Okay. Right. And this one guy comes, it's Liberty Cinema, okay, so it's a big theater. This one dude just comes running down the aisle screaming, "Can you stop? Can you stop?" And I'm like, what the fuck is happening to him? Did someone have a cardiac arrest or something? He's like, "No, our chief guest is here, y'all move aside." So, so I felt like shit. I'm like, okay, what to do? So I move aside and Nick and I both go into
Gore aadmi ko stage se nikal
haan, so then Arjun Kapoor enters, they do a fanfare, taali bajaye, wo sab. Then he says sorry to us and then we go on and then we continue the sketch and then we have to pick it up from where we stopped.
Yeah.
And there's no more time for us. So we have to like finish off and that went horribly. I was like, next year, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Next year, last year, which was, I performed comedy.
Okay.
And this time I was ready, so it went beautifully well. There were a lot of faux-pas, there were a lot of organizational, terribly organized things. But I was still like, okay, this year.
What happened there? Just language just died.
I don't know, because I'm so angsty, I can't put words together.
Thingsy, okay. Just said thingsy, no?
It's a new thing. That's now, thingsy.
Okay, then.
Go with it. Okay. Hashtag thingsy. But,
I don't know.
Thingy, I was going to thingy and thingsy happened.
I
guys, don't give me grief about
Last year it was good, but bad, but good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this year I was hopeful because I'm like, okay, if I'm going this time, this is post 377. India is free from, you know, legalization of whatever. India is properly gay now.
I'm sorry. You're guys, usually so eloquent.
Am I?
Yes, you are. You are.
Okay. I'm setting a bad precedent for like she's looking at me and she's like, what the fuck is he doing?
No,
I'm sorry, I'm better than this usually, okay?
No, you're doing great.
Thanks.
This is the first time I've laughed.
She's 19. If she was in a comedy audience, you would have eaten into her. Shut up. Don't be cautious. Chill. Cool. Breathe.
So this year I go, I'm like, okay, I want to get my set recorded. And they're like, okay, cool, come, we'll have the cameras ready. I reach there, there's no cameras.
Okay.
They're like, we don't know if there's going to be cameras. I'm like, okay then. Should I call my camera guy? We're like, let's see.
Yeah.
I ask the sound guy, can you record my audio? He's like, what audio? I'm like, my audio? He's like, I don't know how to record audio. So I was like, hey, can I go? It was raining outside. I'm like, can I go get...
Oh, it rained as soon as you got out of the cab also.
Yeah, I got the cab. It rained. I went inside. I'm like, hey, can I have a dressing room? There's no dressing room. So I'm like, where should I change? So Rekha Bharadwaj, who's Vishal Bharadwaj's wife, and she had a vanity van, and her co-musicians have a vanity van. So unke vanity van ke bathroom mein had to change.
Rekha ke?
Nahin, uske musicians ke.
Musicians ke vanity van ke bathroom.
Bathroom mein. Okay. I change, I get ready for my set, and I've been told 8 p.m. is my slot time. It never comes, okay? It's like one after the other, the show gets... And the sound is horrible, okay? Like, they're not playing anything properly. Like, the audio is playing, videos not playing, videos playing, audio's not playing. The hosts are coming on stage. It's a nightmare. And the worst thing that I've ever seen in my entire life, the worst thing I've ever seen, the worst creature I've ever witnessed unfold on stage is Cobra Said.
Ouch.
I cannot fathom how she's allowed to go in public eye and do what she's doing.
What?
She was so insulting to the queer community. I'm not holding my words back. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to mince. If you want to cut this, I don't give a fuck. But Cobra Said is an abomination to performing arts. She was so out of it. She cross-dressed, of course, because that's how it goes, right? She's a straight person cross-dressing to appeal to the queer audiences. We'll lick her up. She played a trans character in Sacred Games, even though there could be a trans actor cast for that role. No qualms about it. But every second line that came out of her mouth was like dick and butt joke, like for no reason, okay? Antagonizing people. And the sound was, again, like, it was a culmination of how bad the sound guy and Cobra Said were together. So that, like, at one point when she left the stage and was changing backstage, the sound guy left her mic on. And she blabbered some shit which was heard by everybody in the entire auditorium.
What did she say?
She was like, I know this show is going too long. These people are taking too much time. We'll ask them to talk faster. Because everybody was getting felicitated, was getting the mic to talk for 10 minutes about how amazing we are in the queer space. And because of all this... At 9:30, they're like, oh shit, now it's Rekha Bharadwaj's show time.
Yeah.
We have to bring her on. So they brought Rekha on without even telling me that I'm bumped off.
Oh no.
My set is called off entirely without my notice. And I waited from 5 in the evening, gotten wet, had no dressing room.
Yeah.
Went to the whole turmoil of watching that horrible show in the first place, hoping that at least I can salvage some of it. I just need a mic. And I don't need all the entire audio, visual, whatever bullshit you have to go through. Just give me the mic.
Yeah.
And I'll do it. But that didn't happen, dude. And I'm like, I sacrificed a gig in Bangalore. I got this video guy. I'm paying money to him. All this to just get my set recorded, and this is what happens. And for my community, dude, like,
yeah.
And therein I find that like, there's a skew right now in the queer space where like there's an elitism seeping into it, where like immediately a celebrity comes in, they forget that queer people exist, as we saw from Arjun Kapoor's case, and also like Nawazuddin Siddiqui came last night, or Rekha Bharadwaj happens. And I'm like, oh look, honge bade log, but like your community is what you're doing this for, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are broadcasting movies made by queer filmmakers from around the world.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove? Like, what is the point right now?
Yeah.
What is Kubra Sweet even doing in life?
And then the biryani thing happened.
And then I got home. Okay, I stormed off in anger.
And there's a biryani thing also. Biryani
yeah, I'm like, okay, this has been a long day. I have not eaten. And, okay, the first floor was cordoned off for an elite party at Liberty Cinema.
Okay.
And most of the people were not allowed to go up as well, which was, again, a bougie thing to do. And so I hadn't eaten anything. There was no water or food for performers. I had to ask for water. One guy went outside, bought and gave it to me.
Huh.
And I'm like, this is organizationally... Like, nobody's looking after logistics.
No. Biryani.
Huh. What's up to ho gaya? I get home. I'm like, okay, the only thing I want to eat right now is a biryani. Mm. The good mutton biryani will sort your day out if you have.
Yeah, true.
The delivery guy, okay?
It's okay.
the further story is, like, just making just me laugh
gets, already. Yeah,
welcome
worse.
To Vartalab. Delivery guy. I tell him where the building is, okay? The building is a little, you know, inside. He calls me thrice. I guide him to the lift of my building, okay? And at night, my building is such that they shut the lift down sometimes. Okay. Because they're like, ye paise bachana hai, gareeb loge. He comes to the lift, decides that he doesn't want to climb 5 floors, and puts that he orders delivered.
Huh? What?
Did he not allow you to negotiate and say, I will come down?
He didn't even call me.
Oh no.
He kept it down only.
He cancelled. Like he said I delivered the food because I paid for the food beforehand. Right. So uska kuch nahi ja raha hai. He'll go home and eat that biryani because as per the app, the food is delivered. So I have the food. And now I'm fighting with the app guy. And because I'm such a, you know, angsty person who's also like going to be like, I'm going to give a short note to this guy now. I'm talking to the customer care executive and being like, your sorries won't, you know, take care of my hunger. A man comes home hungry, starving after a long day, hoping for biryani and some raita, and what does he get? Disappointment. I'm going off on the customer service guy and he's like, dude, I'm not paid enough for this shit. Like, I'll give you 200 credits. You want that? I'm like, no, I want my food. He's like, the hotel is closed. What do I know? I want my food. I'm being like this whole like total valley bitch. And I'm like, I don't care. Oh, I'm like, so much so my boyfriend saw what was happening and he's like, okay, I'm gonna just, he picked up his pillow and walked away from me. Like, I'm not gonna deal with this. I'm not. Okay? So then this morning I had a fight with the neighbors and just been like, it's not been a great 24 hours.
Okay, at least you got it out.
On the plus side, I released my video.
You released your video. That's great.
On Bhayandar and everything. And Anuj, who's also doing a hi-fi backstage, behind the scenes. He edited the video and it's out there. It's doing decently well.
Yeah.
I hope Asas shared it with her fans.
Yeah, I will do that. I will just check it
and,
out.
And that's
this.
Been my day. Thank you for asking.
Okay, now coming back to the guest.
I feel better.
Mera itna interesting nahi tha not as adventurous as
this. Have you ever had days like these, though?
I've had like.
Do you get called
days.
To a lot of these functions to do stuff? Like to be like chief guest or nonsense like that?
Abhi tak I have not gotten like a very big thing. But yeah, colleges may people keep
colleges
calling me.
Colleges may call you,
and it's sweet.
To judge stuff and all?
Yeah, yeah. To judge or just to be like a chief guest.
Yeah, it's damn cute.
It's cute, yeah. It's very cute.
Aray, bachche log na, they really try very hard, but they fail very miserably.
I tell you why. Because I was also there once. Because when I was in college, I still am. But back then in my FY days, there was this festival that I took part in. And I was little famous even then, but yeah, so I mean, I was in security.
Okay.
So, you know, you make like a human chain.
Yeah,
and
the
for the celebrities. And I don't know this person, okay? He's some really chutia guy walking, and he's like all tall and very funnily dressed, and we are making a human chain. And I'm human chain, and people are coming behind me and taking a selfie. Celebrity ko laga, ye kaun hai? So that was very funny. So even whenever I go to these functions, and it's very weird because men bhi kiya, and it feels really, because my age ke, and they call me ma'am, and also I feel very awkward. Like, don't do that. I mean, it's very
weird. Yeah, I'm glad I'm older than them now. I used to be their age, and it used to be very weird going for college fest.
I had like very strong aspirations as a child to be a child star, but then like I saw how Miley Cyrus turned out, and I'm like, I'm fine.
No, Miley Cyrus is amazing. How can you say that to her?
Drew Barrymore turned out. Or,
that is
or Kevin McAllister turned out.
I love my
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Wo hai na apna,
Britney Spears.
No, Britney Spears is awesome.
Don't leave Britney alone.
Leave
Britney alone.
Okay.
Tell me one thing. What's his name? Or you've already taken the name, maybe, I don't know.
Which guy?
The Kevin from Home.
Macaulay Culkin.
He's good, yeah? Now? I've heard
he's like all grown up now. He's in a band. But he had like a whole phase of getting drugged out and all of that. And
But that's like...
I heard he's dead for some.
No, he's alive, very much so.
He's all, but like, then I saw him abhi sa thoda.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie The Good Child or The Bad Child? I don't know. The Bad Child. The Good Child is my show.
Yeah.
The Bad Child.
The Problem Child.
No, The Problem Child is a different movie. This is one with Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin as kids.
Oh, okay.
So Elijah Wood's mom dies or something, and then he has to go live with Macaulay Culkin's family.
Okay.
And this Macaulay Culkin character is a very nice angelic child in front of his parents, but he's
an asshole in the back
to the cousin.
Yeah.
So the cousin sees, like, he tries to push his sister under ice and everything, and then Elijah Wood looks like Frodo back then also. He's so adorable. And cute. So what are you showing it to me? The Good Son.
Good Son.
See,
okay.
It's a definite must watch. Like, both child actors have done a great job.
Do you watch a lot of movies? What did you watch growing up? I've always wanted to ask someone.
Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's why she got very angsty. Like, Miley Cyrus can't.
Home Alone.
A lot of Disney.
Baby's Day Out. Growing up, you asked, na?
No, I mean, like, TV pe kya dekhte? Bal Ganesha dekhte the.
TV pe main, I used to watch a lot of reality shows bachpan mein.
Oh.
Now though, I watch Netflix, Amazon, and I'm getting into movies. Like, there's a list of movies that I have to watch.
Okay.
So yeah,
I mine also.
Yeah, pakka.
Cool.
Which movie?
The Good Son. Good Son.
Acha, the Good Son.
To my parents, I'm the Good Son.
No, I don't get it. Hey, I went to your Instagram. I wanted to know, so you're an influencer on Instagram, right?
No. I am an actor who has a lot of followers and who promotes things. So, I don't call myself an influencer.
Okay, but you have good, thank you. So who is taking all these photos? I have constantly wondered, you have like 1,000 photos on your thing.
So I bought like an 80,000 phone just for that. Because I
which takes photos
by and I have my mother to do that for me.
Seriously?
And my friends.
How much for the mother? I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll ask her.
On that note, I think we should take a break, you guys, and see you all after. Once Naveen has taken a chill pill on the other end of Vartalap.
I'm sorry.
Okay, then we are back with the second half of Vartalab, and now
I'm calm.
Okay,
Zen mode.
I wasn't talking. That's not what I was talking about at all. Of course.
Why are you calm now?
Nothing. I just like went down, saw the rains.
Acha.
Is it raining downstairs?
It's hardcore raining.
Oh man, do you have an umbrella, bro?
Yeah, I do have.
Oh man, can we borrow you? So we have now life is stabilized more or less. Like, did you have a lot of fan mail and all growing up?
Growing up, no. I actually my fan following has increased abhi jaake. Like, earlier it was matlab it was not like crazy fan following because I was like more, I wasn't very very active on TV or anywhere. Right now it's just like digital and more, maybe because digital is like more like a youth audience and everybody's on Instagram also. And it's easily accessible. So I think that is the reason why the fan following has increased now.
You also have a crime petrol fan base, right?
Yeah. So those are more uncle aunties.
Yeah, I know, my mom.
Oh man, I was dying to be on that show. Is that show still on?
No, that's
my life dream was to be on CID.
Yeah, reruns still going though.
Oh, CID was my life dream, man. Like, I'm so upset that I never got to be on CID.
Just wanted to be a dead body on CID.
No, I've told this on the show also. I wanted to be the guy who they think is the guy, but then is not the guy.
I've been that twice on CID.
Oh man, lucky you, man.
One of the funniest things I've seen on CID was this one episode where they find a dead body, of course.
Huh.
And
you don't say.
Really?
And then they slap a dead body and then the episode ends. No.
Huh?
Just kidding. Dead body, and then Daya picks up the.
Yeah, she's so cute. She's all like, "What is what? Going
yeah,
on?
This is reality." So he picks up the ID card from the dead body. He's like, "Suresh," and then one guy, there's a crowd behind, and one random extra is like, "Suresh," and they're like, "Tum jante ho Suresh ko?" "Nahi." "Tum kyun chokan na ho? Why was you so excited about Suresh's name? His surname kya? Surname kya?" So bad.
So funny to yaar CID.
Yeah. So Aditi Mittal, our close friend, yeah. her mom worked on CID for years,
okay.
including that one episode where they did where it was like a single camera shot.
Huh.
Like that was something.
Yeah, I watched that. It
yeah.
was so
everybody
good.
Everybody watched that. It was an event, dude. It was an event in our
so
life.
So good. There was this time where I used to watch CID for the entire day. Like. Yeah. I used to miss school and watch CID. Like,
wow.
there was this time where, like, I think on Sundays,
yeah.
they used to play, like, Sony used
yeah,
to play back to back the entire
hour
day.
Yeah.
No, more than 4 hours.
Oh.
Like the whole day, 12 hours of CID, just
yeah.
CID.
Huh.
And my mom wasn't home. Nobody was home. I was all alone and I just watched CID like,
yeah.
the entire day.
And now it's Tarak
so
Mehta
fucked
all
up.
Time.
No, I'm not watched Tarak Mehta every
Don't
morning.
Watch it, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You are not missing out on anything.
Good thing you didn't act also in that show.
Unless you're like a big fan of reaction shots.
I wanted to go like as a celebrity. Jaise jaate hai na wahan pe. I always wanted
to.
Oh, that's nice. When a celebrity comes to Gokuldam Society,
yeah,
it's very
yeah.
nice.
Like, yeah. Okay, they are from CID or they are from Tarak Mehta?
CID. Brute force, bro.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy, you know. Because I've done 2 episodes. He's a really cool guy.
Shetty, no? Proper.
No, वो तो अलग है. This guy is the Maharashtrian.
Which one?
They are अच्छा ये talk. Fuck. अरे I मैं प्रत्युमन का सोच रही
हूँ. हाँ.
He said प्रत्युमन and I imagine he said they are and I imagine. Sorry, I'm so confused.
These kids and their drugs, I tell you, they're not.
But then again,
it's
like,
coffee, guys. It's the black
it's not
coffee.
Not that the CID characters
have
personalities that vary from each other.
No,
really.
They don't actually.
They
are exactly the way he is.
Yeah, exactly.
In real life.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I mean, he's just like baithe and he's like all
that's
grumpy.
So, that's so amazing, no? Like, as comedians, we're dying to be the same person we are off stage, on stage. And these people do a career out of it. Like, if you watch a Salman movie, Salman is playing Salman only
in it.
Yeah,
huh.
yeah.
And people have also come to watch Salman only. When he tries to play something else, like in Tube Light, they hate it.
Yeah.
But in Bajrangi Bhaijaan, he was playing something else.
I mean, come on.
It.
How much? And the only thing is he was Hindu in that. Like,
no, but he was playing very bhola also, no? The movie.
I mean, yeah, but he has that. I disagree with you because I will not lose an argument to you. That is why.
Well,
when you were growing up, was school? Did you miss a lot of school? There was a child actor in my school, and he used to keep missing
Who?
School for I don't remember his name.
Achha.
But he was like a younger. You were older. Like he was like some 5-6 batches down.
Mm.
But his sister was in my batch, so he used to constantly miss school.
Yeah. So
stuff.
My mom always made sure that I'm not doing anything that misses. So again, TV. I used to do a lot of TV, but that was always. A cameo or like a month track
right.
that I used to do. So I was never into daily soaps because that consumes a lot of time.
Right.
And like there were offers like where the producer used to tell me that, you know, you can do like school, you can do your schooling privately.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which my mom disagreed because I wanted to go to school and she wanted me to like.
And that also like takes
life.
Away the whole childhood factor.
Yeah,
also,
yeah
like,
it
know?
Does. I mean, most of the child actors do that and I feel that's just very
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I not used to miss school as much.
Uh-huh.
Matlab, it was like
5-6 days
mahine mein ek,
okay.
haan, ho gaya. And
well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, but then that's also like you're studying and working, so it's crazy.
So
at
my
that
teachers
age.
And my principal, all my friends were very supportive and they
yeah.
used to
yeah.
help me catch up.
Like, just tell us the next movie ka spoiler.
Kajol
like,
was the
dude,
killer.
Dude, so you must know this guy, another crime patrol alum.
Alum.
Alum. What?
Alum?
Alum matlab alumnus.
Achha.
Illuminati.
Alum. Who's alum, dude? I'm like.
Alumni.
So one of the.
Gemini.
This guy called Arjun, I think you know him.
No.
Ajju, people call him. So he was, you know, that kid, Sardar kid from.
Anuj is kanam.
Anuj, yeah?
Haan.
We used to call him Ajju as
he's
a
friend of mine.
Ha, so he was in Koi Mil Gaya. Sardar kid.
Tum log ka WhatsApp group hai kya sab
chale? So
Anuj basically, he grew up in my locality. When we were growing up, he was in Bayandar, one building away from him.
Okay.
Next time you meet him, just ask him, didn't you grow up in Sai Pooja?
Yeah.
And so.
I'll text him everyone.
Ha, do it. So, and before like.
Wait, text him now. No, don't actually text him.
he would obviously remember me because we were kids back then, and he already shot Koi Mil Gaya, and he was telling us all the plot details, like while we were chilling, we were playing cricket on the in the gully and all. He's like, ki haan, matlab Preeti Zinta bolti hai aisa aisa, and then I'm flying and everything. Like, he spoiled Koi Mil Gaya for me before Koi Mil Gaya. But as a child, you don't care really, and then like, and obviously like after the movie came out, he became a star in that movie, and then he moved out of Bayandar, of course, and then his father's a main like big time Punjabi producer director type, so they got out of Bayandar when they
could. Mom and he is friends.
Nice.
Okay.
See, our friends.
Small world. Not really.
Yeah. No, actually, when
now also they're in Malad only.
Okay. Oh shit, I thought they upgraded so much, but like
no, Malad mein wo log.
Man, I love how like you are so jaded, man. I love it. It's like this nice jadedness. It's amazing to see it. Like usually people your age are hopeful. That's very annoying. Like you are very pragmatic. तुरको पता है सब टट्टी है.
हाँ, अरे life is टट्टी, dude. My life is fuck all. I'm telling you.
Tell us more about why it is.
Why?
Fuck.
My life.
How was dating and all for you? That must be a pain, no?
My mom won't. हाँ, नहीं सुनेगी. हाँ, it was great. I had my first boyfriend when I was six. I was in sixth standard.
Okay.
And I was messed up because my teachers came to know. And for some reason, okay, I'll tell you this. So I was a bitch in school for my teachers. Like my teachers used to hate me.
Right.
Like not all of them, but there were few teachers like I know they hate me.
Right. Yeah.
और वो बहुत ज़्यादा judgmental थे. Also because मेरा पहला boyfriend पकड़ा गया था sixth standard.
How old was the boyfriend?
Same class.
Oh okay.
हाँ.
What were you doing कि तुम पकड़े गए?
पता नहीं recess में something happened. Actually some this other guy who had a crush on me basically went and told my class teacher that वो सब कुछ तो हुआ था.
Snitches get stitches.
And it was always a big deal for me because I was an actress and I was like the famous child in school. So anything that I did was a big deal, and even if it's the smallest thing, it used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
So like we got caught, and I dated that same guy for the next. Till I was in 10th standard.
Oh wow, that's so wild.
And वो जिद में किया था मतलब मैंने अब तो कि मैं जो करूँगी मैं तो मेरी माँ की.
हाँ.
Oh, 30 minutes in, we're getting the real stars out.
You guys said cursing is allowed. So
अरे
go for it. मैं फैल रहा हूँ.
Full दी.
हाँ तो. So then yeah, so that happened. So like it was that मतलब वो ऐसा forbidden.
Love.
Yeah. हाँ मतलब ऐसे हम भाग के छुप छुप के रोमांस कर रहे हैं और
वाओ इन स्कूल
तो हाँ अब मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि मैं पढ़ लेती यार.
टेंथ में कितना आया?
71.
Oh, nice.
बिकॉज उसके पहले हमेशा मैं 50-60s में रहती थी. बट टेंथ में आई स्टडीड लाइक फॉर 3 months विद ऑल माई हार्ट एंड फुल शिद्दत से. 3 months आई स्टडीड. सो नाउ इफ आई कैलकुलेट राइट नाउ, इफ आई वुड हैव स्टडीड फॉर द होल ईयर, आई वुड हैव आराम से स्कोर्ड 91.
बट सिंस आई स्टडीड,
हाँ, बट इफ आई वॉज ऑल्सो नॉट इन टू स्टडीज, मतलब इट्स नॉट दैट आई वॉज बिजी, इट वॉज जस्ट लाइक आई हेटेड स्टडींग, सो इट नेवर इंटरेस्ट मी, सो दैट इज वाई.
Okay, so let's look at all the child actors in history of movies.
Why? We can talk about so many other things.
I know, but I want to talk about that kid from that movie, K3G.
What
that
happened?
Mom,
to that?
Take a chill pill.
Huh.
He was bad.
Like, okay.
You've been amazing. Asas, you've done a great job in all your movies. That's why I'm saying that he was horrible.
Who is he?
I have no idea. Like, he didn't do anything else. He was also in one more movie with Karishma Kapoor and Anil Kapoor.
There was a guy in K3G who then was on a TV show also.
Which is the fat one?
Yeah, the chubby guy.
Huh. That was character, and I'm not calling him, I'm not fat shaming him. Because everybody else in the movie did. So much that he became Hrithik Roshan. And I just assumed that will work on me as well. I'm like, so when people answer, I'm like, yeah, bring it on. One day I'm going to have 6 fingers. And you'll be like, ye kaun hai jo mujhe nahi mulke dekha.
Oh, so much sass on Vartal
after. I know, right?
But yeah, Karan Johar films, like, I think they shaped a lot of our young childhood years, you know?
Yeah.
But like, my godmother, she had a babysitting unit going on.
Okay.
And she had a nice balcony, so all the kids would play in that. And every afternoon on certain Thursdays, where everybody had vacation, like, convent schools have Thursdays off. Because that way we are smart. We need a middle week
off.
But
I thought we have to rest on the Sabbath.
That we already do.
Okay.
That's the Sunday.
The Sunday is also off.
Sunday is Sabbath.
हाँ तो बट संडे में हॉलीडे होता है कि नहीं?
हाँ, संडे यू गो टू स्कूल, मतलब संडे स्कूल यू गो टू संडे स्कूल.
ओके, राइट.
संडे यू गो टू संडे स्कूल.
ओके,
व्हेयर यू लर्न अबाउट जीसस एंड हिज लाइफ.
ओके,
बट अदरवाइज यू लर्न अबाउट हिस्ट्री एंड साइंस.
ओके,
व्हिच इज नॉट कॉरेस्पॉन्ड विद व्हाट यू लर्न ऑन संडे. एनीवेज, सो बिकॉज़ दे आर टेलिंग यू अबाउट human genitals and reproduction, and also at the same time about virgin birth. How do you like buy both at the same time?
Yeah, I agree.
I know.
And very confusing concepts.
Yeah, so what was I telling about?
You were talking about your godmother's balcony.
So we used to play every Thursday by default. It was one Karan Johar movie. Like, there was nothing else. There's a girl called Steffi, uh-huh. and I still know her. And I still think she cries every time a Shah Rukh Khan movie plays.
Aww.
Like Kal Ho Na Ho, the end scene.
Yeah.
Kal Ho Na Ho, too, I also cry.
But why? For Shah Rukh Khan?
He had cancer! All this while.
I wish I had.
And yeah, and the sad Kal Ho Na Ho also plays, dude. Like, it's damn, it's, he really knows how to build that. Yeah, dude, that really builds it up, dude. Like, figure it out, figure it out. It's fine, don't worry.
Sir.
But
sahi hai, Naksal, sahi hai.
So yeah, I liked it. But then like one day we decided to watch Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, which you were in, and is fairly an adult movie. Like, I mean, like for us children who were babysitting each other, we had to watch.
But
like,
which one was Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna?
Where he cheats.
Marital affairs.
Where
Shah Rukh Khan walks away, actually walks.
And cheating is completely fine in the movie.
Oh, so fun fact, so I didn't grow up watching movies. I only grew up listening to movie songs. So I know nothing about the plot lines.
Dance with me, baby.
Oh yeah, dance with me all night. Won't you party, party, party? Won't you burn the floor all night?
That's
all
night.
That song.
That's a great song.
वो भी है ना वो कौन सी फिल्म है वो कौन सा गाना है अरे that song.
Mitwa.
No, not that.
Mitwa is in Kabhi Alvida
Na Kehna. Rock and roll, Sony.
Yeah, I don't know this.
That
one.
Okay. The music is always good. Like
Mitwa, I had heard the song, but the my everlasting memory of Mitwa is this horrible joke somebody told me in first year of law school. My friend Advait Tamankar, who was Akshay Tamankar then. But then he fell out of a train and now he's Advait Tamankar.
Why?
How does that make sense?
Did he lose a limb or something?
No, so I talk about him in one of my videos also, in the Mumbai Trains video. So he had fallen out of a train going to Thane, and then he cracked his skull and all, and he survived miraculously without any brain damage. He only lost his sense of smell. And then, what? That's a legit thing, dude. He's a criminal lawyer. Don't mess with him. So,
I wonder how he sniffs out the suspects.
He can only smell justice. So, his name, na, his Guruji or somebody, he said, abhi tera new life, to new name. But life to same hi hai, cause wo wahi course bhi complete kiya aur sab to, matlab, pata nahi.
Abhi soon nahi sakta cheeze.
So anyway, so he told me this joke, which is that ek bar hai na ek bar Shah Rukh Khan hai na, it's damn bad, dude, it's so
I
bad.
I want to hear this stuff. Go for it.
Ek bar Shah Rukh Khan ek aunty ke
hasne wale.
Okay,
I don't think you'll be laughing as much after the joke. That's why.
The joke is not as good as it.
It's not.
It's really not. Ass.
Okay, okay.
You should see him live. It's not.
Okay. Worst joke, okay? This is the worst joke. It's not a good joke, I'm telling you. So, Shah Rukh Khan goes to a Maharashtrian auntie's house. Okay? You don't know why or anything. But he goes, and as soon as he goes and he sits, and the auntie comes and she says, "Who are you?" He says, "I am Shah Rukh Khan." He says, "Oh." So she takes and she starts making rotis on his chest.
Why?
So Shah Rukh Khan also asked that question. He says, "Auntie, why are you making rotis on my chest?" So she says, "Because tu hi to ga raha tha Meetama."
My headphones fell off. I was hearing that joke. It literally. Oh god.
Sorry, guys.
I'm gonna use this joke.
Dude, I think it's a great joke. I think it's one of those jokes that is so bad that it's good.
Yeah, but all through childhood, like, we had those stupid jokes na ki, if this is Pankaj, then what is this? This is Pankaj Udas. You haven't seen that?
You didn't have this? Oh man,
I have. Jab Kim Kardashian ke ghar mein light chali jati hai, to wo kya karti hai? तो वो कैंडल को बुलाती है.
New age jokes, yeah. Keeping up with the jokes of the Kardashians.
Yes.
Oh man, we used to, dude, like I remember how I think around 4th 5th standard this happened, because everyone learned how to cuss. And 5th standard definitely. And right? And dirty jokes are coming into your life, like, and they used to be just the worst jokes, and they had no before or after, like, no setup, premise, kuch nahi ho raha hai. As a kid you just loved it.
Who told you the first dirty joke of your life? Ooh, you have a memory of that?
For me, it was Chaitanya Patel.
Wow. Specific.
Yeah. In school, okay. In fifth standard. I don't remember the joke. Oh, but shit. He taught me everything about sex. Dude, he like drew diagrams and all. Ki ye aisa
wow.
Hota hai.
That's
it. Iske andar ghusta hai. Ye sab kya hai?
Wow.
Chaitanya, are you still friends?
I'm sorry.
Chaitanya now goes to bathroom stalls around the country. And leaves his
what is Chaitanya
card.
Doing now?
He's studying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he studying science or something? He should be studying medicine.
I think so. No, he's doing BMM.
Okay, alright then. Damn. At least he likes to educate people.
Yeah. My first ever non-veg joke was told to me by my cousin. Okay. And she was staying over at her house for like a month.
Huh.
And she was telling it to my sister.
Huh.
And they were both giggling under the sheets like at night. And I'm like, why? I want to also listen. Mm-hmm. Like, you're too young for this. I'm like, no, I'm too old for this. I know this.
Yeah.
She's like, prove it. So I told her one non-veg joke I knew. So she had, okay, I buy this.
What was that joke?
This joke was told to me by the bus conductor. Okay. Like the school
what?
Bus.
What?
The school bus used to take. Huh. Like from
I think
school.
This is going to be
yeah,
like
his name was Robert, and Robert told me this joke about how like so this joke is pretty bad again is that this couple gets married and the husband does not know how to have sex with his wife, so he inserts it in the belly button at all times instead of the vagina, and the wife is like, this guy does not know, so she, instead of talking to him like a normal person would, puts oil on the belly button so it slips downwards.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he ejaculates, and then he's never ejaculated before, so he's like, oh shit, what happened here? So and because she's a virgin, she also has bleeding. So he takes her to the doctor. Doctor, again, like, mauke pe choka. That's the whole idea, that he also ejaculates. And the man says, doctor ki paas laya tha taake lagwane ke liye, isne gum laga ke chhod diya.
Oh.
Okay? That was a joke Robert told me.
Never mind. So...
gum.
He didn't tell it very well.
Glue,
basically,
yani
he
glue.
Thought the bleeding was a wound. So to so, instead of sewing it up, the doctor... Anyway, so...
So then my cousin was like, okay, now you have bought private access pass to our club.
You have to ask Chinmay. Chaitanya.
Chaitanya,
sorry.
Is there a difference?
No, I don't have to ask that much. Oh, continue.
So yeah, pehle video dekh lete.
Then she told me this joke where Santa and Banta are friends.
Oh, lovely. Your aunt told you the joke?
My cousin.
Your cousin told you a dirty joke involving Santa Banta.
Santa Banta.
I have not heard one of those.
So
yet.
Santa got married, had a wife, had a
right,
child.
Right.
Banta did not have a wife.
Oh, no.
So he had sex with Santa's wife.
Oh.
Whenever Santa went to work, Banta would come home, have sex with her.
Huh.
Okay. And this happened for a while. One day Santa came back early. So wife hid Banta behind the curtain.
Okay.
Okay. And because when you have sex, your body gets hot, right?
Yeah.
So the husband, Santa, is like, oh, why do you have fever? And she's like, don't worry, it's okay. And the kid who's now behind the curtain opens the curtain. And Banta is just standing there naked. And he's like, why are you scaring my child? That's the whole joke. That's the only thing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, why is this funny? Like,
you're telling this so badly. This could have been a well-crafted. This could have been funny.
I just came up. I didn't come up with this. I had to go back in my memory.
The joke's done, kya?
The joke's done.
अरे joke है कि बच्चा वो निकालता है, reveal होता है, तो उसको लगता है अरे ये अभी मेरे को पकड़ेगा, but instead Banta says, अरे तू मेरे बच्चे को क्यों डरा रहा है?
Yeah, my wife is sick. Yeah, let's focus on my wife.
Oh,
that was the bottom line.
What was the, okay?
There's no punchline to it, really.
Right? There was. I feel like there was justice to be done.
Somewhere it got lost.
I heard the first dirty jokes that I heard were like little quips here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That you would like, you know, you would be in a party and you'd overhear the dads talking types.
Mm-hmm.
Never? No? Oh, just me. Okay. So there was this one. Which is the one? The first one, I must say. But then the first joke that I remember was Dinkar Mehta, dude. There's like this dirty Dinkar Mehta only, no? That really nasty comic, the Gujarati one. No, Shahabuddin Rathod. Is he the... Yeah, Shahabuddin Rathod. He has the nastiest jokes, dude. So okay. This one joke he does about... he says a guy goes on his honeymoon and his parents go on the honeymoon with him and the wife, and they only get one room, and now they're in the one room, and the wife and the husband... The kid, they are newlyweds, so they are going at it on the bed.
Hmm.
Now, every time, you know, the first time, and he does it very well. He's like, you know, beta chada, to fir mummy ne usko bola, aap, and then the husband, okay, and then wo bicha, and then the beta fir se chada, and then auntie, and then he wo fir se buddha chadta. And the buddha really is dying at this point. He doesn't have the virility to handle so much sex. And then the ladka fir se chada, and the auntie was like, arre, chodo, chodo, and he's like, arre, kya bench. So he goes to the bed, he taps on the son's shoulder, and he says, tu chodne ko aaya ya chudwane ko aaya.
Why are these jokes not funny?
Because okay. you're not into bad jokes.
Yeah.
I know when jokes. So there's this like building mein ek hoti hai, auntie hoti hai. Ek, main bata ek second.
Yeah. See, now when it comes to you, wait, let me form this.
So there is this blind guy in a building and there's this hot woman. Theek hai. Now the hot woman really helps the blind guy. So, and aisa matlab bahut aisa dono ka dosti hai. And then one day that blind guy comes to this hot woman's ghar and rings the doorbell.
I think there's a plot to Andhadhun.
Yeah. No. So basically the hot woman is taking a bath, but then she as usko sunai, like she asks kaun hai, to wo bolta hai ki main hu. She's like, are ye to andha hi hai na, to main. She goes as a naked and she opens the door because he's blind. So he has this mithai ka dabba and basically he's like ki meri aankhi theek ho gayi hai.
Eyes up here.
Guys, yeah. Fuck you guys.
Did you find it funny?
I saw the plot coming.
You saw it coming. Yeah. No, I feel like the writing was a little weak.
Yeah, it's okay. You
couldn't. It's not my joke.
I know, neither are these ours. Nobody's so, feeling bad.
I know the worst incest joke this guy called Francisco told me. But I won't tell it to you all because okay, it's terrible. You. It's horrible.
It's like, a horrible joke.
Like, in terms of even the nature of the joke is just like, it's wild. It's just like the most terrible joke you can ever hear.
Yeah.
So I won't tell it.
Okay, good job.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time your dad made an inappropriate joke in front of you? Because moms rarely do. Dads usually will let one slip sometimes.
No.
Never?
My dad would like, basically my uncle was like that. Like my uncle was someone who would like crack nasties. And my dad would be like, ha ha ha, he said that. And then he would repeat that kind of thing.
Okay.
On his own, my dad does not have a capability to construct a joke. Which is my mom's gift that I got, I think.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know, given the past 10 minutes, I don't think so. But but yeah, so when I was younger, because I was a chubby kid, my uncle would always be like, you know, ki if I take my t-shirt off in the summers and we'd go to Mangalore, right, and be hot. And my uncle would be like, where's your bra? Haha, where's your bra for your child boobies? And I would be like, yeah, where's your child bra? And I'm like, okay, should I feel bad about like... And I'd be like, where's your
that
bra?
Is, you know, when I was very chubby growing up too. And like, I didn't understand the body shaming that people were doing. You know what I mean? And there was a lot of like... Why should I don't feel bad about this. I know this is supposed to make me feel bad, but it's okay only. Like, you know, that never happened. Like, they would be like, hey, tu jada hai. And I'd be like, huh.
Haan, what else? Haan,
yeah, what's up?
Facts ka state kar raha hai.
Like, matlab, you called? Like, main idhar hi hai. Bolna.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, by the time 10th standard rolled around, people were pretty horny in my class.
Oh, okay. So they used to squeeze your boobs.
My boobs.
Oh.
But fun fact, by 9th I knew I was gay. So I was like, ding, 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 ding. So all you boys who...
You reverse molested them.
Yeah, I'm like...
Oh man.
How the tides have turned.
Does it ever...
Was that joke well constructed, Akash?
Oh, loving it.
Nothing funnier than reality, is it?
Yeah.
I know.
Do you ever feel like body image pressure type stuff? Like,
yeah, I do. Matlab, I think the field that I'm in, there are people who like ask me to lose weight.
Oh, okay.
The casting
like,
people.
Ask you to be already? Like you are like
I'm still fat. I feel.
From where?
From where?
What?
What is your you know your body fat percentage?
I knew it, I forgot.
Okay. It's only two digits.
Something.
Good thing you forget.
No, I used to be a fat child also, like two, 3 years ago, and then I had to lose
like
weight
baby
for a
fat,
show.
Right? Like
baby fat, right? Baby fat, huh? So I had to lose weight. So there was this adaptation show for Disney. So they were adapting Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh yeah.
Nice. With but Selena Gomez.
Did I get made?
No.
Nah, yeah. Nah?
So I got the Selena Gomez's part.
But
I was a fat child, like 58 kgs, and they asked me to like be and the.
But
and
too
the
bad you don't have lupus like her. Sarcasm.
Ouch, dude.
No, Selena Gomez had lupus and she still struggled. She still has. I'm not
that
saying
never
have...
goes.
I'm sorry.
I was Selena Gomez fan too, but okay. Then
she is nice. I like her.
I love her.
Yeah.
She sings also.
Yeah.
I'm not in this
same
conversation.
Same old love.
I'm not involved.
Sarcasm, guys.
Okay. Sab mere sar ke upar chala gaya.
And then what happened?
Then nothing. Then they told me that, you know, you have to look as hot as Selena Gomez, so lose weight. These were their
words.
But again,
she was a child. In Wizards of Waverly Place, she was also a child. She was not like hot in that.
Hot ni mane. Matlab, she was slim, no? I mean, I was a fat child. And I was actually getting uska friend's part, the Harper's part. And I didn't want to do that because I was always a Selena Gomez fan. And I was like going crazy, like I'm going to play her part and everything. So I like madly lost weight, like, you know, strict diet when I was 16, 17 years old.
That must mess with your head.
Yeah, I mean, little bit. But then I lost like massively, my weight dropped like from 58 to 48.
Right.
Wow.
So then I got to 45. Now I'm again back to 48. So I want to go to 45 back.
But the show like itself, no, then don't do it.
No, but now though, I just do it because I want to like
future
wear.
Prospects.
Future.
So, but that's an interesting thing. Like, you know, whenever I meet someone who talks, says that, you said that specific thing of I want to lose weight so I can wear dot dot dot.
I'm very open. I want to wear good clothes, hot clothes. That is why I want to lose weight. Right, yeah, now, right. I can't. I'm not comfortable wearing a crop top when I feel that I'm a little fat. Yeah. And that's no. I'm not saying that every girl should go through that. It's exactly. Just like every girl. I mean, this is what I feel. I mean, right. I'm not encouraging others to do this.
Do you ever worry about why you feel that way? Like, do you ever wonder why? Like, do you feel that way because it's what you want or because it's like somewhat like
perception that
what
is,
I want.
Yeah, it's what been put into your head.
No, no, no. This is purely what I want. It's just not like, I'm comfortable. Yeah. Like, there are girls who are like a certain weight, but they still wear crop tops and they don't care about what people. And that's great, but it's not the same with me. Like, I am constantly conscious about people looking at me and stuff, and I'm not comfortable. I would be comfortable if I have a flat stomach and wear the crop top. So I'm not encouraging this. I mean, this is something that I feel.
But like, as you know, Akash, I have like no shame at all. Like, not in shame, but I never felt like my body is something I have to hide, really. Including the stretch marks and all of it that I have. And ever since I was a child also, I was fat, so like I grew up like that, and it just became more easier for me to just like blend into what it is. So for example, like for any fat kid, like a beach time is like the worst thing, because every other child is like wearing trunks and you have to like then like
wear a t-shirt over it.
But at one point I was just like, fuck it, dude, I'm just like, I'm tired of hiding and all of this.
Yeah,
I just went for it. And like from that, like the other kids who were in my class or in my batch back then, they also found comfort enough to like do that, you know. So it's like, for all the chubby kids out there, it's okay sometimes to just like expose yourself. Like, and then later, as it turns out, like my orientation grew, my penchant for liking healthier people also grew.
Right.
So I don't like slim dudes, right? I told you.
Yeah,
I have an entire bit about that. You would know, Asas, if you watch my video. But
I'll know now.
Yeah. So I specifically now like chubby people. And I'm like, in a way, you know what it is, like the world has always told us fat people that no one will like you for who you are. And if there's people like me, and there's many people like me, believe me, there's an entire under circuit which I converse with. And you know, people know. Conversate.
No, Kanos was the right word.
Yeah, Kanos was the right word.
You had it.
You lost it. So it's a meme. Okay. Anyways, so I was always okay with knowing that this is my body. And I love people who have that body.
Yeah.
So in a way, there's that balance of, you know, love. Like, I think Rishi Kapoor at one point had said that the world has thin people and fat people. And also Rishi Kapoor always like a chubby kid.
Yeah.
So, and you need people to balance it out. Like, you can't have only thin people, then the scale would tip. And only fat people too much, then it will tip again. So like that.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I never really understood the thing with the body shaming. And then I, like, even like we were talking in the break about losing weight and stuff, and I realized like the reason why I like my body, or rather I've always liked my body, is because it can do things for me.
Yeah.
Like, I do things because of it. So it's, I'm constantly amazed at all the things it can do. Like, I have long arms and I love it. Like, I love every part of me a lot.
Yeah.
And then this year when I was on tour, I started to realize that like the weight was like really becoming a problem, because you're on the move constantly, and that means you're essentially carrying an extra 10 kilos everywhere you go all the time. Your feet feel it, your knees feel it, like you're on stage also 1 hour, 2 hours, you feel it. And sweating though, I mean, either way I sweat, so it doesn't matter. But like,
no, so, but like Akash, he sweats like very systematically under his arms. So like, it starts when he starts performing, so it grows like organically. Like,
yeah.
Like engulfing more of his underarm.
And फिर क्या होता है ना, धीरे-धीरे, यो पता है वो टी-शर्ट होता है जहाँ पे shoulder पे अलग color होता है और बाकी का अलग color होता है. ऐसा लगता है कि दो shade का t-shirt है.
But I start sweating here.
Yeah.
So it just like drips all the way from down. So like, if you see any of my videos, I'm just doing this. Every fucking 2 minutes, I'm just like putting my hair back, because it's like it pours. Like, you've seen those memes where like,
it's like you're in a shower constantly.
Constantly, and it's just the worst.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. I don't sweat at all.
Yeah, I've always been very.
It can't be at all.
No, I mean, when I'm working out, that's the only time I'm sweating.
Yeah, you know Sandeep Sobhakar, the dancer, he got Botox done for his sweat glands.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. You can stop your sweat glands from sweating.
That's not a good idea. You need to sweat.
No, but then I don't think that's healthy. I mean, exactly. Yeah. You need to sweat. You
I
need
have to follow up with Sandeep Sobhakar and see how it went.
Yeah, how did? Because you would have a lot of skin stuff after that.
Ah, matlab you get boils like, and you'll
exactly,
get a lot of
it'll build up inside, no?
Yeah, exactly.
It's excreta from your skin, essentially.
Exactly.
And it's a good thing to have it.
The largest organ of your body needs to get stuff out.
Like the most summer vacations where I would just like play a lot and run around, and the next day I'd, you know, take a bath and go to school, they're like, oh, your skin is glowing, or you have a blush. And I'm like, thanks. Anyways. I hope there was a calmer main second half.
Now that we heard a happy Naveen, I think we can end this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Things are better now, almost. Like, yes. But then I remember Kubra Seed exists and I feel bad.
I have started to hate Kubra Seed.
That's how it, I'm on a mission to do that. So I'm as long
I don't
as
know.
Person,
I used to like her. Now I just don't because of him. Like, yeah, it's been an hour, I don't like
you know, I've been doing this podcast and been friends with him for a while. Don't listen to him on stuff. Make your own opinions. Yeah. Hate her, but on your own
time.
Yeah.
So that's it from us at Vartha Lab. If you want to follow us, you can follow us at House of Narona.
Yeah.
Kuji Mehta and not Kuji Mehta is Akash. Yes. Asas, where can we find you?
Sassy.
Nice, keeping in the family. If you like the show, there are more podcasts on the IBM Podcast Network. You can check them out on the app or the website or wherever you listen to podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.